It is within each entity to choose what he will learn and what he will not learn. All that can be done by example is to have the awareness ready to be shown to those about you. We are sorry that we cannot give you any surer method than those about which we have told you. But the Father gave us all free will. The least and the greatest are equal spiritually. Be stayed in the knowledge that all things are fulfilling the purposes for which they were intended. And you have only to respond to each day's request for help to the very best of your ability and to the very furthest of your knowledge, and you will have been of service to those who you wish to serve. 66, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling, Graded Groups. My soul, sit thou a patient looker on, judge not the play before the play is done. Her plot hath many changes, every day speaks a new scene, the last act crowns the play. Francis Qualls, comment. Of course, it's never easy to divide beginners from intermediate groups, or advanced from intermediate. But in general, beginners are those unfamiliar with this type of contact. Intermediate groups are familiar with the contact and are coming to terms with whether or not they wish to become channels, and whether or not they wish to stick with daily meditation. Advanced group members are usually either channels or self-aware people who do not feel this as their service but are committed to daily meditation. The small intermediate groups will predictably be the ones which develop the great majority of channels. Channeling Selection, February 25, 1974. The limits of what we wish to give you are always limited by those receiving. We can only transmit that which is acceptable to those who are receiving it. We cannot, shall I say, go over the heads of the receivers. For this reason, we are hopeful that the grains of people who receive our communication are not too mixed. We would request that groups of relative advancement be made. Putting a new person, who is unfamiliar with what we have to give to you, with a group that is somewhat advanced in its study of philosophy, limits us to a communication that would be acceptable to a new person. It is, therefore, requested that you keep this in mind. 67, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling. When forming groups of people who listen to our communications, being a channel in that day that now approaches, the day of the great telling, it is necessary that ye are all channels, in one way or another. Brother Philip, comment. You can learn to receive telepathically. It's actually very simple. But, like most other things, you have to want to do it enough to work at it. As you will see from the following messages, the instructions are simple: meditate and avail your consciousness to their impressions. The difficulties and obstacles are those of the busy intellect, with its questions and analyzes. Channeling Selections, January 6, 1974. I will return to this instrument another time, for he is becoming fatigued. It is difficult to use control for a long period. It is difficult to translate all that I have to say to an understandable framework for you, because of limitations of concepts. But we will continue, and we will attempt to bridge this gap. January 8, 1974. I am Lytos. I am with this instrument. I greet you, my friends, in the love and the light of the Infinite Creator. As you know, it is my privilege to condition those who are to become channels. I am here this evening to condition each of you. Each of you will feel my presence and the effect of my conditioning. All that is necessary is that you avail yourself to, 68, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling, me. If you desire my contact, you will receive it. This is my duty and my privilege. January 10, 1974. We are called to instruments such as this one by a so-called direct telepathic thought. This is the way that you explain it in your language. We do not think of it this way. We do not think of it as a possibility of separation. Since the creation, my friends, is one thing, it is very difficult for us to suppose that you could separate minds. January 17, 1974. There are many ways of achieving a contact such as this one. There are several ways we can impress an intellectual thought upon an instrument. The form of contact that we are using most of the time with this instrument is a form that presents to him a concept, or a portion of a concept. He is able to use his own fabrications of language to describe the concept. At other times we use muscular control to aid the instrument in forming words to fit the concepts impressed upon him. If the concept is of a totally new or different nature from his thinking or his realization in meditation, we use a great deal of muscular control. If the concept is familiar to him, we allow him great leeway in his intellectual analysis of the concept, and therefore his verbalization of it. You can experiment by saying a word to yourself without speaking. You will hear it in your mind. One part of your mind has said the word, and another part has heard it, although you have made no sound. It is possible for two, or more, or all minds to work in this manner. It is necessary that they don't, for this would result in an unimaginable confusion and constant noise in the mind. However, it is possible, by willing it, just as you hear the unspoken word that you have thought in your mind, to direct the same word to another mind. It is also possible to direct a muscular action, a 69, chapter 2, channels and channeling, response, to another mind. It is also possible to impress an intellectual concept upon another mind. It is also possible to impress a non-intellectual concept upon another mind. These are just a few of the simple principles of communication, mind to mind. We have some difficulty at times, and there is confusion. This instrument is aware of the possibility of generating thoughts and repeating them as if they were from a source external to him. My friends, I have stated earlier that there is only one source. It is the Creator. January 15, 1974. I am sorry that I could not use the instrument known as R this evening, although he received some of my thoughts. With practice, he will be able to speak using my thoughts as easily and freely as this instrument. All of you here tonight are capable of doing this in the very near future. It is not a difficult thing to do. It only requires that you have confidence in your ability to do this, and that you avail yourself to these thoughts in meditation. This instrument has had quite a bit of experience at receiving my thoughts. I realize that when you are new to this process, it is easy to get confused and to suspect that you are speaking your own thoughts. This sometimes happens. But when this happens, you are corrected. If your thought, however, is a thought that is ours as well as yours, then there is no need for correction. If there is an obvious error on the part of the channel, then he is immediately corrected. Do not disturb yourself that you might give false information by this process, for if information is to be available at all, there must be some process by which it is generated. It is unfortunate that we are limited to this process, the process of telepathy, as you call it. But for the 70, chapter 2, channels and channeling, time being, there is very good reason why we limit ourselves to this form of communication. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are experienced in contacting planets such as this one, and we find that this form of communication is highly desirable over other forms. This instrument is practiced enough at receiving our thoughts that it is not necessary for him to achieve a deep or extremely tranquil state of meditation in order to channel our thoughts to you. However, meditation is the process by which this ability is generated, and you will find it helpful to meditate as best you can each day, in order to gain the ability to translate what we have for you clearly. January 16, 1974. This instrument receives my thoughts, and relays them to you. These thoughts are not my exclusive property. They are the thoughts of an entire creation of our Infinite Creator. It is not necessary for the instrument to be used for you to know these thoughts. They are available to all people in all places at all times, for they are the thoughts of the Creator. And these thoughts were meant for all of mankind, in all places. These thoughts are the thoughts with which the Creator created us. These thoughts are very simple. They are a simplicity that is unique, for they are the very foundation of the creation. This is what we are attempting to give man on earth, this original thought. This is what he needs at this time. This thought can only be approached using pure language. It is not a common concept among the people of your planet. This is the reason for their difficulties. The Creator never imagined difficulties in his creation. They are the product of man's erroneous thinking. We have said to you many times that meditation is necessary. Through this process of meditation, it is possible to know this thought. We have 71, chapter 2, channels and channeling, called it love, but this can only be understood through meditation. In an environment such as yours, meditation is of even greater importance than in an environment such as ours, for we have very, very little to overcome in our understanding of our fellow man. It is suggested, therefore, that through the process of daily meditation, you will develop an understanding of this thought that created all of us. February 4, 1974. There are thoughts that are available to all the individuals who would receive them. These thoughts are available, but they are not necessarily received by all who may desire them. The problem, then, is to produce a condition in which all who desire the concepts that are available receive them. In order to become able individually to receive and understand these concepts, it is necessary that an individual first initiate a spiritual seeking himself. In order that he initiate this seeking, it is sometimes necessary to provide a catalyst. In other words, if the individual is to generate the proper state of mind so that he may achieve an awareness of the concepts that are given to him in his meditation, then it is necessary that he first be given some ideas and thoughts to generate an attitude of seeking an awareness of truth. Therefore, in order for the individual to break away from the concepts which are primarily of an erroneous nature to which he has been exposed in his present environment, it is first necessary that he verbally be given concepts of a more spiritual nature. This then, is the reason for communicating through channels such as this one. This process then builds upon itself. As an individual becomes aware, intellectually, of certain spiritual truths, and since these truths are, in actuality, within him, but, 72, chapter 2, channels and channeling, to some degree forgotten, he will then begin to seek on his own. When his seeking reaches a state where he will be useful in generating intellectual communications of a channeled nature, he then experiences what is known as conditioning. This conditioning occurs after the seeking which he performs as a result of his new awareness reaches a level of intensity high enough to create reception of what I will call a blanket conditioning wave. This is automatic. It is quite similar to tuning a radio receiver, assuming that the reception of this wave is in some ways unique, since the tuning necessary is somewhat unique upon your planet. An individual, having reached this level of seeking, undergoes a transition in his mental awareness. As he moves to this more rarefied awareness, he becomes aware of this conditioning wave. It is of such a nature to act upon him in a physical way at his desire. Questioner, is it a machine? No. Questioner, does this keep you from meditating? No. Questioner, it seems like sometimes it interferes with your meditation. The results achieved in meditation are not exactly apparent in a way you might expect. If this conditioning is not desired, then the instrument will not receive it. This instrument receives very little conditioning. This instrument receives conditioning only slightly prior to channeling our communications telepathically. You will experience the same transition. There is a good reason for the conditioning you experience at present. There are many thoughts generated. The thoughts 73, chapter 2, channels and channeling, are generated by yourself, by those around you, by those not in a physical form around you, and from many other sources. You become aware of these thoughts as you meditate. In the case of a new channel, it is difficult to identify thoughts which are of a direct and beneficial nature and thoughts which are of no particular value. This conditioning wave is operating at a sufficiently high spiritual level so that if a thought of this level is brought within the consciousness of the channel, then it is possible for the conditioning to unify or match with this concept. At this point, the muscular reaction that results from the conditioning wave produces an attempt to speak the first portion of communication that is matched in spiritual quality with the conditioning waves. If the thought is of little value, or if it is not desired as part of a transmission, then it should be noticed that there will be no attempt to initiate this portion of the communication. It is necessary for a new channel to experience a large amount of conditioning in order to separate thoughts that are intended for communication from thoughts that are not so intended. The reason for the long period of conditioning is so that the individual channel may experience the muscular reactions when he has achieved a sufficient spiritual quality of attunement for reception. February 11, 1974. This instrument is still skeptical in regards to this communication. He has always been skeptical of communications of this nature. I can assure him that I am Hatton, and am communicating through him from a craft, and that the thoughts that I have given him and the words which he has spoken are correct. And if he will kindly maintain a clear and open mind, I will use him as an instrument. He should not think of anything. He should not try to analyze these communications. He should not be 74, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling, skeptical of what he is saying. He should simply relax and allow me to use him as an instrument. February 18, 1974. We are serving you at this time by conditioning you, if you desire it, so that you can receive our thoughts. We find this service to be effective, for these thoughts generate in you your own thoughts, and augment, to some extent, that which you are able to seek within yourself. It will also be important in the future that we have channels of communication instantly available, and this technique is highly effective, especially when the channel is as trained as is this channel. It is a simple process, and if you desire this form of communication and this form of service, it will be given unto you. We can only do as much in this area as you desire. For this is the limitation of all of our service, to do only as much as is desired. February 18, 1974. It is a great privilege to work with you in conditioning new channels. It requires some experience in receiving our thoughts to communicate as easily and accurately as does this instrument. However, even this instrument at times questions as to whether the thoughts are from those of us who identify ourselves as the confederation of planets in the service of the infinite creator, or are thoughts generated within his own thinking. We can assure this instrument and those who are present here this afternoon that if there are errors made by him due to misinterpretation of what we relay to him, we will correct this by using control. He has experienced total control several times during communications in past weeks, and is quite familiar with this technique. We use more control with new instruments than with instruments who are as experienced in receiving our thoughts as this instrument is. 75, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling. Each of you can arrive at this ability very easily. It only requires that you spend some time in availing yourself of our contact to receive as clearly and as rapidly as does this instrument. He, too, went through a long period of training and conditioning, but through the years of his practice in availing himself to us, he has developed the ability to receive our communications at his convenience. It is only necessary that he think that he wishes our contact, and he has it. For this, as we have said, is our service to you. We are available to you at all times, and we only require that you desire our contact for the contact to be made. It is helpful to be able to channel our thoughts as does this instrument, for there will be many of the peoples of this planet seeking truth who have not become aware of it through meditation, simply because they have not been aware of the necessity for or the technique of meditation. This will be the service of the channels such as yourselves, to initiate the concepts of meditation and the concepts of which we of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator have become aware. There will be many of the peoples of your planet who do not desire this information, and who do not desire that it be proved to them, as they express it, that such information is correct. This we do not wish that our concept of truth, that which we know to be true, be forced upon individuals who do not accept these concepts and would rather bury within them the realization of this truth. This is the Creator's plan, my friends, that each of the Creator's children has what he desires regardless of the consequences. February 21, 1974. There is a common difficulty when using new instruments. The difficulty arises due to their inability to accept that they are receiving thoughts and then speaking the thoughts that 76, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling, they receive. In many cases they believe that these thoughts originate within themselves, and for this reason do not wish to speak these things. It is a simple task to act as does this instrument, as simply a receptacle, with no thoughts of his own. This is something that each of you can learn by practice. It requires meditation and practice in speaking without thinking. This instrument is doing that now. In fact, he has but little knowledge of what is to follow each of the words that he speaks, and by long practice is able to clear his mind of the transient thoughts that disrupt a communication such as this one. Therefore, I suggest that each of you who is new to this method of communication simply relax and allow the mind to think of nothing. It is better that you make errors in communication, which we later correct, than it is for you to fight, as it were, the concepts which we impress upon you. February 23, 1974. The process of giving information to you through a vocal channel such as this one is at times quite varied, and is only a small aid in creating a condition by which you can avail yourself of the total knowledge of the creation. We do find, however, that in using channels such as this one, that there is a service performed in helping those who desire it to seek the knowledge that is within them. There are some misunderstandings about the uses of instruments. For this reason, a new instrument sometimes has difficulty in channeling our thoughts, for he confuses his thoughts with our thoughts. But in all of these processes, we are simply awakening in you the part of you that is us, and the part of us that is you. It is what you might consider a reduction of your isolation, so that instead of being isolated, you are in unity with the creation. For this reason, it is 77, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling, sometimes difficult for those of you who are so much conditioned by the illusion that is created on this planet to understand within the boundaries of the language that we are forced to use when speaking through an instrument the concepts which we are attempting to give you. It is necessary that an instrument such as this one spend much time in meditation, so that these concepts may be developed within him. February 25, 1974. It is only when you clog your mind with your own thoughts that it is very difficult for us to get through to you. This is why we request that you spend time in meditation. This is the only way that you will become practiced enough to transmit our thoughts as easily as this instrument does. He has been practicing now for many years. It was difficult for him at first because the people of your planet are not used to this form of communication, and, therefore, are not aware of the simplicity with which it may be accomplished. It is not at all complex, my friends, and thinking about nothing is not at all complex. It is, as has been stated by to this instrument, something much like learning to ride a bicycle. Once you learn it, you do not forget it, but you must practice it to maintain a high degree of efficiency. Sometimes this instrument has difficulties and at those times, it is necessary for us to condition him further. This conditioning, my friends, is simply a means of causing the individual to be helped to think of nothing. We hope that each of you here in this room will learn to do the same, because then you will be able to receive and speak our thoughts as readily as this instrument. He sometimes begins to wander in his thoughts as we transmit to him. When he begins to think of something else, or begins to think of the transmission, rather than simply relaying it to you, it sometimes becomes garbled, shall I say, or somewhat difficult. 78, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling. For this reason it is necessary at times to stop and condition him once more and then resume the communication. Errors are possible due to this same phenomenon. But we correct these, if these are out of limits of what we wish to give you. This instrument has learned to go ahead and speak the thoughts that we give him. He has also learned to clear his mind to almost to 100% extent. This varies somewhat, depending on the conditions that are surrounding him. At this time, the conditions are quite good, and he is receiving my words almost in a word-for-word fashion, since I am familiar with your language, and am also able to transmit the words that I wish the instrument to speak. This type of communication is good for communicating information of a specific nature. It does, however, require a greater degree of control of the environment. In other words, the conditions for reception of my thoughts are at this time quite good, and this instrument is able to repeat word for word what I am giving to him. Each of you may learn to do this, with practice. It is necessary to clear the mind of thoughts. You practice this through daily meditation, and also through use of the channeling technique. You will not arrive at the fluidity of speaking which this instrument has without practice in doing so. For this reason, we recommend that you simply relax and allow us of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator to impress upon your thinking our thoughts. And then, as these thoughts enter your mind, instead of analyzing them, simply repeat them. The analysis that you make of what you are doing is detrimental to the type of communication that we are making. This instrument is doing very little analysis of what we are giving him at this time. He too, at the beginning of his channeling, had some difficulty, because he analyzed, at that time, what he was saying. For this reason, it took a great deal 79, chapter 2, channels and channeling, of time to transmit a thought through him, and there was very little success in using this form of communication. At this time I am going to tell a little story to you in order to allow you to focus your thinking on that upon which is necessary for you to focus your thinking in order to receive our thoughts very simply. This story has to do with a small child. This small child listened to its parents, and its parents spoke to it. The child, before listening to its parents, could not speak, but after listening to its parents, it could speak quite fluently. However, the child was totally unaware of the process by which it learned to speak. It simply was there, and it simply learned to speak. This is the process that we are using. This is not to say that you are a little child. That is the problem. If you were as a little child, we could speak through you with no difficulty. The problem is that you are not as a little child. We recommend that you think of yourself as you would of a little child, and relax and know nothing. In this way you will learn very rapidly. This is what is necessary if you are very rapidly to learn to channel our thoughts. The child, you see, has no knowledge of what it is supposed to do. It simply speaks. This is how it is possible for you to learn to do this rapidly. We have found that some people of your planet learn much more easily than others. We find people in a technological society such as yours sometimes requires great effort, because they have learned to question quite carefully everything that is presented to them. If you do not question what we are attempting to do, but simply relax and let it happen, it will happen. 80, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling, March 2, 1974. We are grateful for those such as yourselves who would join with us and bring this truth to man on Earth at this time. However, we caution you that we have discovered that man upon this planet is difficult to teach. Therefore, it is necessary that the individual seeking to aid us in our endeavor to increase the awareness of those of this planet do it only after he has availed himself to the understanding that is necessary through his daily meditation. When he is ready to join with us in a direct effort to help those of his fellow man who seek his aid, at that time he will be aware of his readiness, for it will be apparent to him in his meditations. Proceed then, with this in mind, that it is necessary for an individual to seek out understanding in order to achieve understanding, and it is also necessary that he be given that which he desires, if he is to achieve what he desires. It is available for all of mankind at all times. If you wish to act as an instrument in delivering what man on this planet desires, do so by preparing yourself. Do this through daily meditation. My friends, there is much to be done sometimes when one begins the process of conditioning to become a channel. This does not have to do, my friends, with your basic vibration. This does not have to do with the level of awareness, except in a very general way. What it has to do with is the amount of intellectual activity which the individual who desires conditioning is allowing his brain to function with. It must be understood, my friends, that to become a channel is temporarily to trust another entity with the use of one's vocal mechanism. This involves letting the control go completely and not retaining any amount of judgment over it. This is very difficult or impossible to achieve, if there is any thinking going on at all on the part of the channel. 81, Chapter 2, Channels and Channeling. The conditioning is sent out and is deliberately intended to be effective only to thought. This, my friends, is a challenge, indeed, and one which we are aware is very specialized and can be very difficult. However, my friends, there is no doubt that each of you may be instruments if you desire to become instruments. You need only complete relaxation and a complete ability to refrain from analyzing any thoughts that you receive. It may take some time, as you know time. However, it is not only possible but inevitable if you continue to desire this service. We will, my friends, attempt to help you in every way that we can. As always, and we are extremely privileged to be allowed to be conditioning you when the conditioning wave is given, The thoughts that are of a creative or spiritual nature will vibrate within your mind, and you will feel the impulse to speak. The question of whether these creative thoughts are yours or ours is somewhat unspiritual, in that those thoughts which are of a spiritual nature are the thoughts of the Creator. As they are in me, they are in you.